What's up? So I want to say that I'm officially off of my natural hair journey for good. I want to give you guys the exciting news. I finally started my lock journey again. So let's get into it. What I'm going to talk to you guys about in this video is the reason why I started my locks and what's to come for my natural hair journey. So I know you guys have listened to all my natural hair journeys and my lock journey in the time past. So here's the reason why I started my lock journey. One is because I like locks. Two, I just feel like, you know, this is the right time for me to start right now. Plus, I've been thinking about getting locks for like the longest amount of time. And can I tell you how much times I watched lock videos, starter lock videos, whether it be Yanni the Lockologist or Keisha Charmaine. You know, very important people to fix my scarf. But here's why I started my lock journey. So I started my lock journey to go against the odds, you know. I've had short hair all my life, and I just want to know if with locks my hair would get any longer. As I take off my scarf and I just look at my locks, they're 2 days old. So they'll be a week this week. So I'm excited. I plan on taking you guys with me for my free twist, which will be every 2 to 3 months. I don't plan on going back to the salon though. I think I should just do my retwist myself, because think about it, I would have to pay somebody to do my hair, and it's kind of just like, no. If I want to, then I'll take you guys with me, but for the most part, I know how to do my retwist myself. I've done it before in the time past when I've had locks before. The only thing with locks, I've never had them for like a year. It's always been like a couple of months, and then I take them out because I get anxious, and it's kind of like the jitters. Like, I want to speed up the process. But this time I realized, in order for me to focus my mind on getting my life together, on this lock journey, it's going to be a journey of self-love, self-discovery, you know, on my journey with myself. And I am a Christian, of course, but, you know, sometimes you're just by yourself. So they are officially 2 days old. I started them July 22nd, 2022. So look at that, 2222. Anyways, so yeah, I'm so excited for my lock journey, because like, locks are very pretty. I like locks. I want to go the semi free firm route because I don't want thinning in my locks. I don't think they'll be thin, but I don't want to retwist my locks that often, so I need to write out what my lock journey is going to entail for this year, 2022. As I write this out, I will be sharing it with you guys and talking about more where I set up my locks. Another reason is because I'm tired of people always talking about my hair, whether it be in its natural state or its lock state or bald. Now, as you guys know, I shaved my hair April 30th, 2022. Because I just wanted to shave my hair. Like, I felt like I needed to give myself a fresh start. No, I'm not crazy. But since I shaved my hair, I just waited 2 months. Or 3 months, actually. May, June. So, 8 weeks. And then I was taking the main choice. And let me take you guys through my hair pills that I currently am taking. So, and I oil my scalp with some neem oil, and I take bee pollen. I'm going to do this fairly slow, just to talk with you guys. Thank you guys for supporting me. So I have Nature's Bounty fish oil. It's 1200 milligrams, 360 milligrams of omega-3. So fish oil, it's good for heart health. It has 200 rapid release soft gels, dietary supplement, and it says for adults, take one soft gel 3 times daily, preferably milk. I just take one a day because they're big. So this is the fish oil. first one I'm taking. The second one I'm taking is Biotin. This is Fast Dissolve by Carolee. 10,000 milligrams. Beauty formula, 250 milligrams. It's specifically formulated for those who have a biotin deficiency. And then it says, for adults, take one Fast Dissolved tablet daily, preferably with milk. That's a biotin. You guys know I'm a fan of Main Choice, so I gotta take them as well. This is Main Choice Hair Healthy Vitamin Metabolism Plus. Longer, thicker, faster, complete nutrition helps hair to grow. Dietary supplement, 60 capsules. Beautiful hair starts with from within. You're supposed to take pictures of your hair before, which I already have pictures of my hair, so I don't need before. It's not relevant. But it says start by taking pictures of your hair. For adults, take 2 capsules a day with food. Can be taken at the same time or at separate times. So I take these faithfully. I love them twice. The oil, I'm using neem oil. How do you use it? It says neem oil is a carrier oil. It's very viscous and it gets solid in the cold. Simply heat it up in hot water bath to thin it out. It says our neem oil is the highest quality cold pressed oil and provides many benefits. It can be mixed with different oils to create the perfect massage oil for exceptional aromatherapy. Antioxidants and vitamin E can help restore youthful glow to dry and damaged skin by balancing its tone and reducing the signs of aging by smoothing wrinkles and the lines. It is extremely beneficial for acne-prone skin, eczema, psoriasis symptoms by soothing the skin, reducing inflammation and abrasions, as well as moisturizing dry, red, itchy skin caused by those inflammatory skin conditions. Regular applications to hair and scalp can prevent scalp alignments such as itchy scalp and dandruff, and can promote healthy hair growth. It doesn't say how to use it, but it's in the applicator bottle, so I just give it a good shake. And you do not, when I say you don't need a lot of this, a little bit of this goes a very long way, and it stinks. It has a very, very terrible smell to it. But I'm using that. Oh, it's the only one I'm using. Then I have some bee pollen. This is with glycerin, purified water. Directions, stay orally. Take 1 to 2 times daily. I take it just once. Twice a day. I mean, once for the day, 2 times. What does it say? It doesn't really say much. It helps to relieve sore throat and oral mouth. Another mouth and sore throat infections. Helps fight infection. Surgery check. Stops coughing and soothes irritated throats. So, yeah, I take that. I just take a little bit and I just put it in my mouth. It has a taste to it. Slightly sweet. But I'll be taking this twice a day. Once a day, that's it. And it has a smell to it, though. They all have a smell to it. Both the oils and the pills, they have a smell to it. But if you can get over the smell and the taste sometimes, then you can take these pills for hair growth. I know they all work because I've taken them before when I was on my natural hair journey. So I want to welcome you guys to my lock journey. We're giving the lock journey a fair chance. And next year will be 1 year. So I'm excited because my hair is growing already. Thing that I really noticed on my life journey is that some people like it and some people don't. It doesn't really matter to me. At the end of the day, your hair is your hair. However you rock it, twist it, lock it, don't lock it, shave it off, cut it off, whatever. I really just want locks and I want these down to my waist. So yeah. I'm excited to be on my lock journey. Once again, and I can stay consistent and stay the course because it's gonna be a good one. And yeah, the last type of pills that I'm taking, you guys, is called, one second, you guys, it's called, Collagen. This is with biotin formula. You take 2 capsules daily with water. That's basically it. But this has 150 capsules. So yeah, I'm gonna stay the course. I put all my pills. So I put all my pills in one of the old main choice hair bottles. I'm gonna take them out. I took some this morning already. I take them. But as you guys can hear, and this is the pills. And so I will be taking 1 biotin, 2 collagen, 2 main choice, and 1 fish oil. So that's 6 pills a day. I'll take 6 pills a day until they're all finished. And I'll keep you guys updated on the pills journey. I'm so excited to be back on this lock journey because I've been wanting locks. I've just been thinking about it. So I finally scheduled a consultation. Went and got them twisted. Yes, they are pretty small. It charged me $90. So they were not cheap. Because they're going based off the length of my hair. And then she was like, that she interlocked. And I was like, no, ma'am. I don't want my hair to be interlocked. I want my hair to be regular. So, yeah. Scalp doesn't really itch. You like gel. I set it under the dryer. I was there until 5:48 was the day that they were officially done. So I'm excited. This is day 2 of having them in, and it feels nice. She was like that. I should come back once a month. I don't believe in that. I'm going to tell you guys a lot about my lock journeys and my lock stories and things I've heard and stuff like that. But I just wanted to come on here and share why I started my lock journey. And another reason is because of self-love. Like, you love yourself enough to start, you know, the locking process. You're in a good space. If you're listening to this, go start that lock journey, girl. Ain't nothing going to stop you. The only thing that's going to stop you is you or people. Don't let people stop you. If you're gonna stop you, stop you. But if you're gonna let people stop you, then you better as well. So I love my locks. I like how small they are. I can't wait to see. Like, I want to see myself actually commit to a lock journey, and my locks get pretty long. So yeah, that's my nephew, you guys. So yeah, another reason why was. Because sometimes you have to get out of caring what other people think. And I know it's hard. You know, starting a lock journey, your natural hair journey, shaving off your hair. Not shaving off your hair, you know, so many things. Not caring what others think is a big component of starting a lock journey, I would say. Because it just shows you, like, you're brave. Because sometimes it's not good to care what other people think. Because at the end of the day, what other people think don't matter. Silently snaps, because that's a fact. What other people think and how other people feel doesn't matter. I mean, yes, people's feelings matter, but when it comes to your lock journey, it's personal. Some say when they say their lock journey is a spiritual journey and they're being in touch with the universe. No, I don't believe in none of that, but hey, to each their own. But nonetheless, everyone that has started their lock journey had to get out of caring what other people think. Because what other people think about you don't define you, sis. So, if you're listening to this right now and you want to start your lock journey, go ahead. Please be sure to check out my Instagram, _Melanie_Hamilton, where I share my pictures over there. Be sure to, you know, like, comment down below, you know, check me out, show me some love like you guys do over here on all my other platforms like my YouTube channel. But let's really talk about caring about what other people think. It's like not a form of imposter syndrome, but it's like it can be, because it's like what other people think about you doesn't shape who you are. What you think about you and how you feel about you and how you care about you and how you love you matters. So if people think that, oh, you shouldn't start locks because your hair is so short, or you shouldn't start locks because your hair is not growing, or you shouldn't start locks because this, not a third. All of the shoulds, don't do it. Don't let what people think of you saying things like, oh, you shouldn't start your locks journey because, no. You should start your locks journey because you want to, because you desire hair to have locks. You think locks are great and other stuff if you want to, but my sister sent me a video. It's like, oh, this is where your hair's not growing, and it was like deficiency, and I was like, I'm buying that up in the name of Jesus. Bye. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking that by my head. Yeah. Even if you have a deficiency, you still can start your long journey. And so one thing I want to say again is not to care what other people think about you, because what other people think about you, it doesn't matter. If people think, oh, well, you're this way, that way, up, down, east, west, left, right, center, who cares? At the end of the day, your lock journey is your lock journey, and you shouldn't care what other people think. That's it. And where has caring for what other people think gotten you? Think about it. Just sit and journal 5 times you've cared about what other people think. I know sometimes, like, us as Black people, like, we get stuck, and it's like we care what other people think, we care what our parents think, we care about what our friends think, we care about what the pastor thinks, we care about what a stranger thinks. No. We don't have to care about what nobody thinks. We have to care what Jesus thinks, yes, but away from him, that's it. We don't have to care what other people think, because what other people think about us doesn't matter. It's not like what other people have thought about me in the past or present, which I don't really care. Like I've always said, because I don't have to value people's opinion, especially when it's coming from a place where it's like not good. And some people feel like, oh, because you care what other people think, then, you know, you need to be well off, you need to do this, you need to do that. People are gonna live their life and do what they want to do. And I just want to tell you, if you're starting your life journey, congratulations, welcome to the club. I'm here to walk you guys through my whole entire journey as I give this lock journey another try. Locks are beautiful. Whether they're imperfect or perfect, they're beautiful. Let's get into the second reason. The second reason was to embrace being naturally beautiful. Now I know some tabloids may say, like, oh, natural beauty's not, you know, not wearing makeup and cosmetics and stuff like that. But being on a lock journey, trust, believe me, you're going to have to go through some rough stages. I'm going through the rough stages right now. Well, starting it. And while I'm sitting here, I'm going to oil my hair because this is the second time. I plan on having like a lock regimen where I don't do as much to my little baby locks. But while I'm sitting here, I just want to oil my scalp with this neem oil. I'm not going to use a lot because it has a smell to it. So I'm just going to use whatever comes out of this thing, just a little bit on my hands. I'm not going to use all of it. Okay. And I'm just going to take this, heat this up, and rub it on rocks. So, yeah. But you got to get out of what people think about you in order to really start to go start your lock journey. And yes, you are going to go through some rough stages. I do not believe in no ugly stage. The ugly stage is not mentioning in my vocabulary for my lock journey with you guys. Nope. There's no such thing as an ugly stage. But right now, you have to go through the rough stages if you just started like myself. And I told you guys I was going to start my locks anyway, so here we are. As you guys can hear, listen closely, I'm just going to massage this oil on my scalp. I'm drinking plenty of water. I don't know if it's because I'm taking the pill or what, but my thirst has definitely increased. There's some more water. I'm going to put these oil on my edges and whatnot. I'm going to rub it all up, make sure it gets in my hair, tie down my hair. With my scarf. She was like, I should wear a wig cap to keep them in place. No, thank you. So, yep. I'm gonna wash my hair probably. every 3 to 4 months. Go for a retwist every 2 to 3 months. That's if I choose to. I'll let you guys know and take you guys with me. Some of my natural hair journey or life journey will be like a vlog. So yeah, I'm excited to be taking these pills. I can see they're working because I got a ton of frizz for 2 days locked. We've had a ton of frizz. So I'm so excited to be sharing my life journey with you guys once again. Please go to my YouTube channel and comment down below what would you guys like to see over there, because I will be uploading over there again pretty soon once I figure out what you guys want to see. Like, comment, share, subscribe on my YouTube channel. Don't forget to support me, you know, as an upcoming content creator for this platform. And let's get into some more reasons why I started my life journey. So another reason why I started my life journey was to embrace my natural hair. Now, I know embracing your natural hair may sound like a cliche to some, but it's hard because it's like, my hair has never been long. Let's just put it that way. Growing up, you know, I had a tough childhood. Tough things have happened to me. But, I was bullied because, I didn't look like others. Well, not that, but it's just like the way I carried myself, I kind of just like a tomboy. And when I got to high school, people thought I was transgender, which I didn't even know. And furthermore, I didn't even think of myself that way. I just was one that was extremely into covering up because I went to church. And I still do believe in being modest. But sometimes I felt like, you know, maybe putting weave on or extensions or this and that would make me feel pretty. And I never wore my hair out. I wore wigs for the longest amount of time. I think I stopped wearing wigs and started wearing scarves during the pandemic. Yeah, I got away from wigs. I never bought one again, and I don't plan on wearing them. But yeah, embracing your natural hair journey is where I'm at right now, and nobody can tell me my natural hair is not beautiful, because it is. And people have always told me, oh, your hair would be longer by now in comparison. And you guys, I'm going to do a lock talk on comparison, because man, is that something people with locks struggle with? Yes, because I have baby locks. Right now, people with baby locks could be sitting there comparing their hair to other people. But, you know, you got to embrace your natural hair for what it is and not for what other people want it to be, you know? And that's hard because it's like you want people to be accepting of you and like you and all the other stuff. And people care if they get socially accepted. Does it go against the norms and societal standards? And does it do this? Does it do that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm just here to tell you to embrace your natural hair journey. Whether you have locks or you still on your loose natural hair journey, you go, girl. Loose naturals, I commend you. Locked people, if you've been locked for a year or two, I commend you. I give you a round of applause. Because it's hard. And so, I want to go through this locked journey with you guys. Talking to you guys as often as I can. While I stay here playing my hair, because I just oiled it. And so, I've been drinking a ton of water, which is good. I need to stay hydrated, you guys. I've been dying of thirst. When I say parched, I mean parched. I also want to cut out certain things out of my vocabulary and my diet, junk food, and then vocabulary. I want to cut out the word. What's the word I was thinking of? Can't. Because I feel like can't is a bad word. Not can't being a bad word, like, ooh, don't say the word, but just, like, I can't or I cannot. Yeah, I'm cutting that out of my vocabulary for however long. I'm going to start saying I can, because you can do something. If you want to start your life journey, your life journey, you can. And so I'm so excited. I'm going to take some pictures of this, and I will be back to my regular scheduling of my Instagram post, because my Instagram got hacked, if you guys didn't know. But you guys are hearing it over here. I'll talk about it more on my Day in Life of a Content Creator weekly vlogs or what have you. Go listen to those. Check those out. For those of you guys that listened and made it this far, thank you so much. So yeah, it's really to embrace your natural hair, you know. Ever since I shaved off my hair and shot my locks, everybody's been like, oh my gosh, I love it. And I'm just like, well, you didn't like my hair before? Because it's like, I swear, people don't like things before. Until they see you with it, and they're like, oh my gosh, I like it. And I'm just like, well, you didn't like my hair before? I mean, regardless if people didn't like my hair before, I didn't really care. But I really shaved off my hair because I wanted to, and I'm so glad that I was able to get it done. So July 22nd, 2022 marks my lock installation day. These were installed with comb coils and a little bit of gel, and that is it. So 1 week is July 29th, and then 2 weeks is August 5th, and then August 12th is 3 weeks, August 19th is 4, and August 22nd is 1 month. I can't wait to see how these are going to look in 1 month, because these pills really do work. So I'm so excited. I'll be like giving you guys content in regards to hair growth pills, and I recommend that you take these. The bee pollen, I don't really know if it works, but I'm taking it because it's supposed to be healthy for you. So yeah. So yeah, I'm excited to be taking the main choice. I'm excited for this neem oil. This is the only oil that I'm going to be using on my hair. I don't feel like I should be putting anything else on here. And I'll be tying down my hair with my scarf for the most part. Let me just... Some expect unraveling too. So I'm going to do like a what to expect when you start Starter Locks month one. What to expect Starter Locks month two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. I'll do a whole year for you guys. It's coming up on my, speaking of years, it's coming up on my like fourth year doing this podcast. Even though this is relevant to this one, but... If you made it this far, listen to my outro, and yeah. Guys, so this was just a walkthrough, some hair pills and stuff that I'm taking, and why I started my lock journey, and everything else. If you guys want to know anything else, go follow me on Instagram, comment down below, and ask, and tell me what you guys would like to know. I'm going to do a part two to this, with some notes, of course, because this was just on, like, you know, I just want to talk to you guys. So thank you so much for listening to me talk. If you made it this far, I want to thank you so much. And if you have not started your lock journey, what are you doing? Go ahead and start those locks. Start them with two-strand twists, comb coils, sister locks, micro locks, braid locks. I think that's it. So if anything, I'll see you guys in part two in a month. Bye. Take care.